something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
There is a positive side of life. Too many Christians live on the negative side of life. There is a positive side of life. And those who live on the negative side of life, they don't realize. See, I'm not talking about something that everybody knows is outrightly negative. But you know, the Bible says, those who are mature in the things of God have their spiritual senses exercised. The spiritual senses exercised to discern between good and evil. He's not saying to discern what everybody else knows. You're looking at the finer side of things, or the finer realm of things. What becomes more difficult to tell what is positive from what is negative. It requires a higher level of knowledge to distinguish between them. So sometimes we don't realize that what we're thinking is negative. For example, when I say, I'm really, really in need of money. Do you know how negative that is? To many, I'm only declaring my need. But I'm stressing it. It looks difficult to understand. But you see, as you grow, your language changes. Praise God. As you grow in the things of God, your language changes. Now, in the realm of the spirit, much like in the natural world, you have a babyhood stage, you have a childhood stage, and you have a manhood stage. And of course, all the stages in between them. See, as a baby, everything is done for you. How many of you were ever babies? Were you ever a baby? Did you know when you were a baby? How many of you knew when you were a baby? Good, that proves you were really a baby. So, as a baby, everything was done for you. You didn't make any decisions. You couldn't make any decisions. And as a baby, everything you saw went to your mouth. Am I right? Everything that you touched was for eating, good or bad. You had to eat it. You picked things and took them straight to your mouth. If it was a piece of paper, it went to your mouth. If it was a cockroach, it went to your mouth. You don't mean to say that, do you? Whatever you found, you thought it was to be eaten. That's the way spiritual babes are. They eat every doctrine. What does the Bible say? That we should know, be no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. They are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Everything is for the mouth. And the Bible says that a babe is carnal. He says, if you're carnal, you're a babe. Turn to 1 Corinthians. I want you to look at chapter number 3. Are you there? From verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He said when he went to Corinth to preach to them, he said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual. What is it to be carnal? What does it mean to be carnal? What's the meaning of the word carnal? Talk to me. What? Being what? Okay. That was a good one. Who said that? Say it out. Sense ruled. That's nice. Anybody else? Yeah? Sense knowledge. Okay. Worldly. Beautiful. Controlled by the five senses. Yep. Anybody else? Observing lying vanities. Yeah. To be controlled by what you see. That's nice. Yep. What? Fleshly minded. Yeah. Unskillful in the knowledge of God. Y'all know it. The carnal man is the man who only relates with issues from the natural standpoint. He is sensuous. He is ordinary. He is worldly. Worldly, meaning on this plane of life. He can only think according to this world. But he's born again. You see, we're not talking about the man who's not born again. We're talking about the man who's born again, but reasons like anybody else in the world. He's carnally minded. So when Paul preached to them in Corinth, he said, when I came to you, I couldn't talk to you as unto spiritual men, but as unto carnal men. For example, Jesus was with his disciples. He said, Lazarus is sleeping. I want to go wake him up. They said, if he's sleeping, that's all right. Why do we have to go with him? So Jesus said, Lazarus is dead. And Jesus said, I want to go there. And they said, let's go die with Jesus. Why? Because the Jews persecuted Jesus just before then. And they weren't expecting Jesus to go back there. So he said, well, we'll get into trouble this time. Let's go with him. They did not understand Jesus' spiritual language when he said, Lazarus is sleeping. I want to go wake him up. So he had to speak to them as natural men. He said, Lazarus is dead. The man's gone. He's dead. That's what they could get. Jesus didn't want to speak to them carnally. He said, Lazarus is sleeping. I want to go wake him up. They couldn't understand. Jesus said, the man is dead. Okay. Have you ever been there where you had difficulty expressing yourself to carnal people? Okay, what you're saying is you're not carnal, right? Yeah. Difficulty expressing yourself to carnal people. For example, you know, if you felt a headache, you didn't know what to say. You couldn't say, I have headaches. You thought, no, I wouldn't say that. Have you been there? You wouldn't say, I have a headache. Now the kind of man would say, what's wrong with that? If you have a headache, you got it. Why can't you say you have a headache when you have one? No, I cannot say I have headaches. I do not have headaches. I couldn't have them. Why? Every good and every perfect gift is from above, from the Father of lights. The Bible says in him, there's no variable, there's no shadow of turning. It's a perfect gift that comes from him. And we can receive nothing except we get it from above. And since headaches don't come from heaven, I couldn't have them. So I can't have headaches. So what's the problem then? If you feel headaches, what do you say? I feel headaches. It's a feeling.
It's a feeling. I don't have them. I may feel headaches all right, but I sure don't have headaches. Let me ask you a question. If a bird landed on your head, would you say, I have a bird? You didn't have it. It's an outside force. Jimmy said, I feel pains in my stomach. No, I have stomach pain. They're not the same. I have stomach pain. If you have it, it's yours. You possessed it. And now you want God to take away something you just declared belongs to you. You're only supposed to say what you have, which God gave to you. Don't accept something that's from the devil. I have stomach pain. No, I don't. And so, when the kind of man says to you, I have stomach pain, I say, no, you don't. He says, I have pains. Check here. And he said, no, you don't. He doesn't understand it. He speaks according to his feelings. When he feels it, he says he's got it. When he doesn't feel it, he says, well, it's okay now. He says the same thing about his finances. I don't have money. No, I have no money for that. No, I have no money. No, you got money, brother. Oh, no, I don't. No, you do. No, I don't. But you do. No, I don't. Okay, you don't. And if you don't, you don't. And you can't get it. Then you wonder why you're broke. I'll never be broke in my life. Now, you know, when we talk like that, you know what happens to kind of people? They just listen. They think we're so stupid, so crazy. See, these people, they're saying they'll never be broke. And they're all broke. They're all broke. You know what? They're looking at the wrong thing. They're looking at the wrong thing. No, we're not broke. We couldn't be broke. They're looking at the wrong thing.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Stockholm, Sweden. Lenny's Veg, 61-191-47, behind Solituna Hantavagars, Havi. Worship with us on Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesdays, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony, please call 073-733-0570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Say that with me. I'll never be broke in my life. Now, somebody says, but I'm already broke. You said you were broke. When you said it, you lost everything. You didn't lose what you had until you said you lost it. When you said you were broke, that's when you became broke. Oh, you're saying, Well, we're talking about being spiritually minded. Either you're spiritual or you're carnal. The carnal man is sense-ruled. He talks according to his senses. That's what it's called carnal. Paul said, I couldn't speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now look at this. Life is spiritual. You've got to control life from the realm of the spirit. Otherwise, you will be a victim. Hey, come on. Can I say that again? I said, you have to control life from the realm of the spirit. Otherwise, you will be a victim in life. But you can make up your mind not to be a victim, but a victor. To be a victim is very easy. Just talk naturally. The world will control you. Look at it. In 1 Corinthians, where we're reading, chapter 3, from verse 1, he says, And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk. He says, I have fed you with milk. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. He says, I fed you with milk, not with solid food, not with meat, because you couldn't take it. And he says, and up till now, you're still carnal. Now, what does the Bible say to the man or woman that's carnal? Turn to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans chapter 8, I'll read to you from verse 6. I want you all to read it. You all read it. Verse 6. Again. One more time. Hallelujah. He says, to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded about your money is death to your money. To be carnally minded about your home is death to your home. To be carnally minded about your future is death to your future. Don't you understand what he's talking about? He says, to be carnally minded is death. He says, life or ain't in failure. Now, you know how some kind of people think. They say, well, what about all the non-Christians who don't have to think about being spiritual or being carnal? Everything goes for them. Everything is all right. They don't have no troubles. Oh, no. Haven't you been reading Rhapsody of Realities? Haven't you read the things that Job said? Didn't you read what he said? Or you weren't reading the references? He says the wicked don't have no troubles. He said, look at their children doing all right. Everything is all right for them. They have no stress. Then he said, but they are reserved for God's wrath. Everything they have, everything they're doing now, will end suddenly. The Bible says, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. Don't compare yourself to the non-Christian. Don't envy the wicked when they seem to be in their glory. For that's all they have. Don't you understand that? They don't know what life is. The times I sit down and I just think about people who are not born again, I just wonder, what in the world? What? This, you know what it is to be lifeless? You know, if you've been born again a long while, it's not easy for you to think of what it was like before you were born again. But if you just came in last week, you know what you were like. The darkness. Hallelujah. Don't you ever think that the non-Christian is in good shape. He's not. He's not. When you see them traveling like this, vroom, today, Paris, tomorrow, Washington, the next day, you know, they're traveling like this and they're trying to get all the money and doing all of those things. What does the Bible say about them? They're traveling from the Onitsha, Aba, Lagos, Kaduna, everywhere, traveling like this. And it looks like they're going all right. Looks like everything is fine. Building buildings. and building money and doing all of this stuff. You know what the Bible says? It says, God has given the wicked, because that's the heathen, the one who doesn't know God. He's given him travail of soul. Let me translate that to you in Nigerian English. Suffer head. He says, God has given him suffer head. I think the Nigerian English is very rich. They should have a translation, special translation, Nigerian version. He says, God has given him suffer head to gather and to heap up, that he might leave it for the one that's good before God. You see, some of us don't understand. Don't be carried away. They've got to do these things. You have to look at what you call reality. Jesus said, I am the truth. What did he mean by truth? Truth means reality. Everything else is a shadow. Truth is reality. Don't look at the shadows. It takes the wisdom of God to understand those things. No, you look at your neighbor. 5 trailers in the morning, 10 in the evening. I mean, business is just booming. And then you come out and say, Lord Jesus, upon all my tithing. All my tithing. See what I gained. No, keep tithing. You don't know what that is doing for you. See, the peace. Jesus said, the peace that I give to you, the world can't give it to you. He said, my peace is not like the world gives. The peace that many of you enjoy, if they could buy it with money, there are those who will offer the world for it. But you don't know. You trouble yourself and reject the peace that God has given to you. You're unhappy. All because of your next door neighbor or a friend that you used to know working with you. Now he's got 10 businesses and you are still struggling with one. Stop struggling. Start resting. Yes. There is a rest for the child of God. There is a rest. That's what the Bible says. A rest. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Remember, he says, to be carnally minded is death. Don't be carnally minded. I don't know what is wrong with my stomach. I've been running to the toilet. I've gone there 10 times already this morning. I don't know what is going on. Stop being carnally minded, because that may take you to the hospital. You might finally be on the operation table. Don't be carnally minded. Be spiritually minded. Instead of wondering what is inside that is causing it, talk about what is inside that can heal it. There's something inside that can heal it, that can purify it. Stop thinking of what is so powerful that's causing you to go to the toilet. There is something that can bring you out of it. Think more positively about life. You are a man of salvation. A man or woman of salvation. You're a child of God. You have come out of death. The Bible says we were born from death. We've come out of it. There's life in us. We are different from the world. Don't reason like the world. Can you practice it? All right. Hebrews in chapter number 5. I'm going to read to you. You know, there's a portion we read a moment ago in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, when we're reading through the 2nd verse and into the 3rd verse. And he said, I have fed you with milk and not with solid food. Milk. He said, I've fed you with milk, not with solid food. Do you understand the difference? There are different stages of the spiritual life. At a certain stage of your life, you're given milk. Like a natural baby. You're given milk. You don't have any teeth. All you have is your tongue. And all you're doing is sucking and licking. And later on, they start mixing something for you. It's getting more viscous now. All right? Before long, You start taking some solids, but they don't give you meat yet. And sometimes they'll have to beat that thing into pieces, make sure it's almost soft the ground, and then they give it to you. And then you go. Now, here it is. Let's read. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. There are some people here. I hope you are hearing this. Listen. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. You've been here 6 years. When they ask you, I have been in Christ mercy 5 years. You're still having to be convinced to attend the service. Three people have to come and visit you before you can attend the cell meeting. You are yet carnal.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Stockholm, Sweden. Lenningsväg 61-191-47, behind Sollentuna, Hantavakers, Habi. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to pray with us or share your testimony, please call 073-733-0570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveword360.com. Thank you and God bless you.